It might be a shortened Aussie NWFL season, but the intensity has never subsided because the big dance is on tomorrow and all roads will lead to Latrobe Recreation Ground, 2:30 for the two sides that combated 12 months ago, or just a little over 12 months ago. The Burnie Dockers, the reigning premier, and Devonport Magpies having another crack and see if they can taste grand final glory. Let's say a very good morning to Kim Miles, our man. Good morning to you, Kim.
Yeah, good morning, Lee. How's things, mate?
Before we look at that game, just a little bit of news. East Devonport has decided to part company, announcing that Josh Holland has stepped away from the role, a role that he's held for the last 2 years in charge of the Swans.
Yeah, it's very, very sad, actually. Holland, as we know, is a two-time Bulldog medalist, member of the NWFL Hall of Fame. And he made the decision, despite earlier in the year taking the option of a third year on his contract. A bit of a surprise to East Devonport hierarchy and the players, and we wish Josh all the best.
Yeah, it's done a great job. Well done to Josh. All right, now the big game tomorrow. We'll look at the under-18s, which is tonight, reserves tomorrow at Ulverston. But it's the Brent Plant's Burnie Dockers taking on Devonport tomorrow, and this should be an absolute cracker.
It certainly should, and in a season comparable to any in the annals of Northwest football, we've finally made it to that grand final. Burnie have lost consistent defender Josh Gale after he strained a hamstring at training during the week. Kynan West has been returned to replace Gale. The Dockers have also found room for big ruckman John Holland, who replaces young ruckman Joey Chilcott, who has been listed as an emergency. Holland is no stranger to grand final day and won the Wayne Wig medal in 2017 as best player of field, Lee. Devonport appear to have omitted Toby Ennis, who has been replaced by Jaden Wicks. However, the Magpies have yet to settle on their interchange bench, listing a squad of seven to select from. The Magpies were sensational last week, coming from 11 points down in the final term to defeat Wynyard by 3 points. The catalyst for their win was their unheralded midfield brigade, led by Quade Byard, Clay Simmons, Jack Forster, Jack Rand and Charlie Castles, all who found plenty of the ball in the centre square and around ground stoppages. That quintet will need to be again at their absolute best to combat the Dockers' prime movers in Dylan Smith, Rudy Barrett, Bailey Bogue, Cade Munday and Maverick Weller. Devonport follower Jacob Marshall was also in their best last week and will match up well against Tyrone Morrison and possibly John Holland in the ruck contest. The Magpies' defence was also pivotal to their victory against Wynyard, with Ben Blacklow, Liam Williams, Kurt Byard and the high-marking Brad Simons rock solid in a frenetic final turn. It won't get any easier this week when they contend with Harry and Nick Walters and big Nick McKenna. Similarly, Devonport will be dependent on the Twin Towers and Cohen Stevenson and the versatile Joey Chaplin in their forward half, who will probably be opposed to Josh Wolfe and Isaac Plant. Burnie will undoubtedly start warm favourites for a third consecutive premiership, but the Magpies have done everything right in accounting for both Penguin and Wynyard in their two finals to date. Former Coastal coaching identity Dale Perry probably was spot on with his assessment of Devonport's chances in the grand final by declaring yesterday that the Magpies are primed to produce their best football but must embrace the challenges thrown at them. While endorsing Dale's comments, I still believe that Burnie will remain triumphant after another big clash between the pair in a contest, Lee, worthy of far more than the 1,000 allowable patrons.
Yeah, I echo those thoughts. It might be a COVID year, but a healthy respect and a healthy rivalry between these two clubs, Burnie and Devonport. And just on that, we've just heard in the last 24 hours, Ian Witherspoon, because the name synonymous with the NWFL, is saying that the crowd restrictions are unfair. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, look, it's they can say it's probably double standards. We applied for more, but when the statewide league are getting more at their finals, albeit it's in Launceston, I think it's a little unfair. I think we should have got at least a couple of thousand.
Yep. So with that in mind, of course, all the rules are in place for tomorrow, and you've got to have a ticket too, because tickets are limited, aren't they, to go and support either Burnie or Devonport tomorrow.
Correct, and tickets have been sold out, I believe.
Fantastic. That is a great result, isn't it? What about the reserves? Now, that'll be pitted off at 11 o'clock tomorrow. That's in Ulverston, the recreation ground between the Penguin Two Blues and the Wynyard Cats.
Yeah, ladder leaders Penguin have further strengthened their lineup by including Callum Paul, James King and Fraser Eaton, who all played in their losing senior elimination final. The Cats also regained three handy players in the Kearns brothers and Sammy Gleeson. Both sides, Lee, have several players with senior experience, and another close contest between the pair. I'm opting for Penguin Two Blues to annex another premiership flag. In the under-18s, which will be held tonight between Devonport and Burnie at Dial Park, and that clash commences at 6:30pm. As is the case with these seniors, both teams have a sprinkling, or their reserves, both teams have a sprinkling of players with senior experience, but I believe the young Magpies will be celebrating premiership success sometime tonight.
It's the time of the year that we look forward to, footy's finals, and it's right here on our doorstep, all starting tonight, the under-18s at Penguin at Dial Sports Complex. 6:30 it starts. It's Devonport and Burnie. Tomorrow in the reserves at 11 o'clock, Ulverston Recreation Ground sees the Penguin Two Blues and the Wynyard Cats. And then tomorrow afternoon at 2:30, make sure you get your tickets for the Aussie NWFL Grand Final. If you might be able to squeeze one, as you did say, it's pretty much full, isn't it? Up to capacity with the numbers, the Burnie Dockers and the Devonport Magpies. Kim, always appreciate your time in the morning, but also appreciate your time this year. I know it's a year like no other this year, but thanks for jumping on board and giving us all the team selection news and your thorough analysis on a weekly basis of the Aussie NWFL Grand Final. Great local sport.
Yeah, I really appreciate the time and effort that 7BU put in, and particularly yourself, Lee. Take care, mate, and hope to do it again next year.
And before we do go, have you got some tips for the semi-finals in the AFL? Richmond St Kilda tonight, please.
Yep, reigning premiers Richmond. They've made two changes in their turf of their team in readiness for their cutthroat semi-final against St Kilda. They regain spearhead Tom Lynch and defender Nathan Broad. The Saints have recalled Shane Savage for only his second game of the season, along with Josh Battle and Jonathan Marsh. I'm opting for Richmond to put pay to St Kilda's promising season, with the Tigers to sneak home by 3-4 goals, Lee.
And that should set up an exciting date next week with Port Adelaide's in hostile territory in the City of Churches next week. And what about tomorrow night's game? Can Collingwood back up after their win against West Coast and send the Cats out in straight sets?
I'd possibly like to see the Magpies get up, mainly for Burnie boy Brody Meyercheck.
Yes, didn't he play well last weekend?
Oh, he certainly did, and he deserved all the plaudits that came his way, but I think Geelong may be too strong this time around. Thanks very much again, Lee.